I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and Philip Grant up in Rensselaer County and I are bringing you the WGXC Congressional Report, full of stories about what the candidates and representatives from the New York 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional districts have been up to this past week. Go to WGXC.org in the WGXC newsroom for complete coverage of your congressional representative.
Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that Republican Hudson Valley representatives voted July 14th for a controversial defense spending bill last week, while Democrats voted against. Mark Molinaro and Elise Stefanik voted for the bill that would stop military personnel from being reimbursed for travel for out-of-state abortions. The bill, which Democrats Paul Tonko and Pat Ryan voted against, would also end diversity initiatives in the military. Ryan said, and I quote, "Far-right extremists just hijacked the National Defense Authorization Act to rip away reproductive rights from female soldiers. These are brave women risking their lives every day to defend our fundamental freedoms. I'll be standing by my fellow patriots and voting no on the bill. I was proud to support the NDAA as reported out of committee, which followed the 60-year precedent of bipartisanship on this crucial legislation. The far right is risking our national security for selfish political gain," end quote. Molinaro's statement after the vote ignored the controversial aspects of the bill and focused on more popular topics. Molinaro said, and I quote, "The amendments are a significant win for our national defense and well-being of our service members, military families, and veterans. My measures expand mental health care for our military, support military families with disabilities, and ensure access to quality health care," end quote. The U.S. Senate, led by Democrats, will vote on a very different bill, and the two chambers will have to work out the differences. In the House, the vote was 219 to 210, with four Democrats and four Republicans switching side in a mostly partisan vote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports in the Times Union that counting from April, when Democrat Josh Riley announced his second campaign for the 19th Congressional District, he has outraised Republican incumbent Representative Mark Molinaro, according to second quarter Federal Election Commission figures released on July 17th. From April 1st to the end of June, Riley outraised Molinaro $787,933 to $606,827, or by 30%. Molinaro has been raising money longer, so he has taken $1,278,612 in his reelection campaign. Riley is refusing donations from corporate political action committees, and nearly 95% of Riley's donations came from individual donors. Molinaro has only raised 30% of his money from individual donors. Molinaro raised $217,000 from more than 160 political action committees, including the Airline Pilots Association PAC, Avangrid PAC, a single corporation clean energy fundraising committee, and the American Crystal Sugar Company PAC, which represents the sugarcane and sugar beet industry. If they win their primary election, Molinaro versus Riley would be a rematch of the 2022 election in the 19th Congressional District, where Molinaro defeated Riley by a two-point margin, 142,354 votes to 136,071. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Alex Gold reports for the Adirondack Daily Enterprise that Representative Elise Stefanik took in nearly $1.2 million in contributions in 2023's second fiscal year, far outpacing any rivals. But half of that, $612,658, was from transfers from her other campaign committees and the GOP Battleground Fund. Jill A. Lochner is running against Stefanik in a Republican primary election for the 21st Congressional District and only reported $2,702 in donations last quarter. Stephen W. Holden Sr., a Democrat who ran against the Congressperson Claudia Tenney in 2022 and recently declared his candidacy for the 21st Congressional District, failed to file any financial disclosures for this election cycle. AT&T, Amazon, Raytheon, and Dairy Farmers of America, a number of groups representing doctors and pharmacies, American Express, and Wells Fargo all donated to Stefanik's campaign. Holden, the Democrat who promises he will take on Stefanik, filed paperwork to run, but his listed campaign website connects to a woodworking blog rather than a campaign page. Stefanik's 21st Congressional District now includes Rensselaer County. Read more about this story in the Adirondack Daily Enterprise. Paul Kirby reports for the Daily Freeman that Representative Mark Molinaro said July 18th that he will vote to censure fellow Republican George Santos. Molinaro previously voted against kicking Santos out of Congress. Democrats are expected to introduce a censure resolution into the House soon. Molinaro said, and I quote, "George Santos should not be a member of Congress. I called for his resignation months ago, and I'd censure him now," end quote. Republicans have just a 4-seat majority in the House of Representatives and don't seem likely to remove one of their members, even with a record of lying like Santos. The Long Island congressperson has been charged with embezzling money from his campaign, falsely receiving unemployment funds, and lying to Congress about his finances. Molinaro represents the 19th Congressional District. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports for the Times Union that after a group filed a Federal Election Commission complaint alleging that Representative Mark Molinaro illegally transferred $2,000 from his former campaign for Dutchess County executive into his current reelection campaign, Molinaro on June 8th returned the money to his dormant Dutchess County campaign account. In April, the group, End Citizens United, filed the complaint, alleging the money transfer violated federal campaign finance laws. End Citizens United spokesperson Bawadin Saeed asserts that the return of the $2,000 to the Dutchess County Campaign Committee amounted to Molinaro, and I quote, "shamefully admitting wrongdoing in his own quarterly report," end quote. The Molinaro campaign did not explain the money transfers, with Molinaro campaign advisor Dave Califamo saying, and I quote, "the Molinaro campaign has always and will continue to comply with all state and federal laws," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Adam Reese and Rebecca Shabbat report for NBC News that after former President Donald Trump announced earlier this week that he got a letter saying he will likely be indicted for his role in the January 6th insurrection, he called Representative Elise Stefanik. Trump called House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and Stefanik, who represents the 21st Congressional District in New York, including Rensselaer County, and asked them to rally support from House members. Stefanik has endorsed Trump for his reelection campaign. After the call from Trump, Stefanik said, and I quote, "We have yet again another example of Joe Biden's weaponized Department of Justice targeting his top political opponent, Donald Trump," end quote. Read more about this story at the NBC News website. Mid-Hudson News reports that after a Wall Street Journal story said hundreds of communities across the country, including Wappingers Falls and Dutchess County, have lead telecommunications cables leaching into the ground, Congressperson Pat Ryan and Governor Kathy Hochul are upset. Both are demanding telecommunications companies remove lead cables from around the country. Ryan, who represents the 18th Congressional District, has written the CEOs of Verizon, AT&T, and U.S. Telecom, requesting they remove the toxic lead cables. In Wappingers Falls, one lead cable runs along the perimeter of a children's playground and basketball court. The Environmental Protection Agency recommends that children avoid soil containing more than 400 parts of lead per million, but samples taken on the local playground tested at 850 parts per million. Hochul has ordered an investigation into the issue and closed the Wappingers Falls Park while the soil there goes under further testing. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Andrea Mako reports for Porcupine Soup that Republicans Mark Molinaro and Elise Stefanik and Democrat Pat Ryan voted for a bill that prohibits schools from being used as shelters for migrants, while Democrats Paul Tonko voted against. Molinaro said, and I quote, "Schools are places for academics, athletics, community services, and places where children like mine receive vital therapy. They are not migrant shelters," end quote. The bill does not ban using schools as shelters for other reasons, such as weather emergencies. It also has very little chance of ever becoming law by passing the Senate and getting the president's signature. Ryan was among only four Democrats voting for the proposal, and Molinaro sponsored the bill. The White House released a statement saying the bill, and I quote, would supersede local control, interfering with the ability of states and municipalities to effectively govern and make decisions about their school buildings, end quote. Republicans usually favor local control and less federal regulation, but not this time. Read more about this story at Porcupine Soup.
This has been the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional seats in New York. Go to WGXC.org for more information.